Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
I think it's important to remind people of the battlefield they are on, right? This is World War III or IV, depending on who you talk to. And it's a war of the mind, it's a war of the heart, it's a war of the soul, yeah? And so anytime you step onto Telegram, Truth Social, Facebook, Twitter, whatever platform it is, you are literally stepping onto a battlefield.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. You know, Alex Jones got it right when he started his very first website, Infowars.com. We are in a war, and we are winning the hearts and minds of tens of millions of people all over the world. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. I'm delighted to have you back. And before we start this one, just a few notes of housekeeping. I get a lot of emails and a lot of people reach out. Some people I know, many of these folks I don't know, like my next guest, Bradley B. And in the case of Bradley B, he's a Great Awake coach. He wants to help people. He loves the Great Awakening. He's been an event coordinator. In fact, he was the event director for Litecoin for a couple of years. He's been in the corporate music business. He's lived in the heart of darkness in Los Angeles. We'll talk a little bit about that. And like I said, he loves the Great Awakening and he wants to help mankind navigate it. You can find him over on Rumble, BitChute, and Odyssey as Great Awake Coach. Now, as I said, I don't know Bradley B. personally. We're going to get to know each other in this interview, and I hope you all enjoy it. Bradley, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm really well, Sean. Thank you, man. I can't tell you. To actually be speaking to you and to talk to your audience seems odd. The James Perloff interview you did, the God is Real interview that you guys did back in the day, I can't tell you how impactful that was to me, where I was at that time. And, you know, I'm not sure that I would be this guy that I am now without people like you and the work that you've done and the conversations you've had. So you have helped me get through rough spots in my life. And so for me to sit here and talk to you is mind blowing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, that's one of my favorite interviews. And James Perloff is a neat guy. And yeah, I think that conversation really sheds the light of truth on the fact that the powers that ought not be, they hate God. And that's why they try to tell people God doesn't exist. And they love people to be nihilistic. And one of the reasons I decided to have this conversation with you today specifically is because of this incredibly horrific headline over on BitChute: Oklahoma man live streams the killing of his 3 kids under 7 and then himself. Friends, I watched the first 8 seconds of this, and it's an African-American man, and I couldn't watch it. It's just horrible. I believe that there is a Luciferian darkness that has gripped this planet, and many people have fallen prey to it. And the powers that ought not be, Bradley, they're responsible for this. They're responsible for making people feel nihilistic and hopeless. And a lot of people are reaching the end of their rope. And although I cannot vouch for you as a coach, I don't know you, I'm getting to know you, and we'll hear a little bit about your background. This is not an endorsement of you and your coaching, but I do understand that a lot of people need help. And there's precious little of it in this upside down society.
That is why I'm doing this work. That's why. Stories like that are why I'm doing this work. You know, if anyone who's done any kind of significant work on themselves will tell you that you get to a place where compassion starts to kick in almost all the time. And this is a rough period of time to be awake, Sean. It's a rough time to be awake. I mean, it is like watching a slow motion horror movie, right? But I will tell you that there's never been a better time to do the work on ourselves, to get ourselves ready for what's coming down the pike in the next 10 years. This work has to be done. The great awakening that we talk about so often, I'm going to get all emotional. The great awakening, Sean, it begins within. You understand? It starts with you and I, and it spreads. And as we wake up, those around us wake up. And it just spreads and spreads and spreads. The problem is the waking up process is extremely difficult. I often talk about the idea that waking up looks a lot like mental illness, looks like depression, isolation, looks like mania. This is not easy. And Sean, there is no one talking to the awakened people, trying to get them to understand that they're not losing their minds, but they're reclaiming their souls. And that's what this process is about, man. The Great Awakening is about you. It's about me. I every time I get despondent, man, I remind myself that I have been given VIP seating for the most significant period of time in 300 plus years. And I get to do it with this head and this heart. And so that keeps me sane, because it's not fun knowing too much, is it?
No, it's difficult. And I do think you're right.
It is very difficult.
The Great Awakening does begin with each individual, because you cannot force your neighbors, your friends, your family to wake up. You can nudge them, but they have to choose to take that first step. They have to choose to do research. They have to choose to go down the rabbit hole. You can't force them. You can't make them. And many of them don't want to do it. They don't want to go there. They think it's too scary. They think you must be nuts for telling them that, for instance, the mRNA shot is not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. They don't want to do the research. They would prefer to believe in Albert Bourla at Pfizer instead of the things you're telling them. And that's the problem. Some people are not capable of waking up, but millions and millions of people are waking up. So I want to talk a little bit about your background. I think it's interesting that you were an event director for Litecoin. I own some Litecoin. I own some crypto. A lot of people in my audience don't like crypto, but I do think it's part of the Great Awakening in that people are looking for real stores of money. We don't want the central bank digital currencies. We're sick and tired of their fiat funny machines that print the stuff out of thin air. And then the Congress passes a $750 billion bill to hire 87,000 IRS agents. It's complete tyranny. So tell us a little bit about your background. I know that you were in the corporate music business. Are you still living in LA? That place is the heart of darkness, man.
No, we actually got out a year ago. We actually got out a year ago, and we moved to this fantastic little town that is equidistant between downtown Las Vegas and downtown Los Angeles. So we are out of LA and not a moment too soon. But yeah, my story is not unusual. was a Midwestern kid of the 70s and 80s. You know, bright, smart, funny, articulate, like everything that public education hates. You know, started making mixtapes and ended up becoming a DJ. My first job was in a library, Sean. So, you know, I spent years in the 100s and 700s, which was the esoteric, the religion, philosophy. I was reading Eric von Däniken's Children of, what is it called? No, sorry, Chariots of the Gods, the UFO book. I was reading that at 13. And so I've always kind of been this guy. Ended up working in radio in Cleveland, moved to Los Angeles and ended up working for a couple of different labels for years and ended up in the corporate music business until 2012. I have amazing stories. I have amazing stories from those times. But, you know, during those 2.5 decades that I was in Los Angeles, I went through 4 very distinct awakening processes, right? A personal one where I had to deal with childhood trauma and addiction. I went through a spiritual awakening, which is a great story about how I almost lost my mind in 2006. I've been through a physical awakening. I lost 70 pounds and managed to keep it off. And I managed to kick an alcohol habit of 25 years. And I've done all this work without shrinks, without pills, without doctors, without, honestly, man, sometimes without insurance. I did it all myself. And I did it while being a conspiracy theorist in the heart of darkness and knowing literally that I was working for Lucifer. It's been a very, very interesting ride.
Back up. What do you mean knowing that you were working for Lucifer? Do you mean in the corporate music industry?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll give you a flashback. When I was 13, I got pushed off to a Baptist high school where I went to high school with a very famous rock star from the 90s and 2000s. And I ended up having a conversation with him 20 years after we graduated high school, 25 years after we graduated high school. And I asked him the famous Bob Dylan question. Are you familiar with the interview that Bob Dylan did with...
Sold his soul.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where... I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
In this earth and then in the world we can't see.
Yeah, and so I decided to ask this guy that I went to high school with, who's now a very famous rock star. I decided to ask him if that story was real. And he said, Bradley, am I the best singer in the world? And I said, no, you're a terrible singer. He goes, how many instruments do I play? I go, I don't think you play any. He goes, yeah, you're right. He goes, how do you think I got this? And that kind of sealed it for me. He said it, but he didn't exactly say it. And, you know, once you understand that music is largely a means of control, I mean, good Lord, Sean, think about how terrible music has become in the last 10 years, 12 years. It's mostly unlistenable crap, man. And that's not by design either. We could talk about the whole idea of demoralization and the degrading of the culture. You know, one thing that I find interesting, Sean, is the idea that we are all going through a grieving process right now. And that whether we know it consciously or subconsciously, that we are all going through the 5 stages of grief. They call it the Kubler-Ross method or the Kubler-Ross process of grief and grieving. And I think that we know on a subconscious level, some of us consciously, that this is the end of the old reality as we knew it. And we're in the middle of kind of figuring out where it's going, how it's going, when and if we can rebuild. I mean, everybody is like, I don't know anybody who couldn't use a real conversation and honestly a hug right now.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating time to be alive, but it requires work, man. It requires work. There's so much that we used to do, that we used to enjoy. It's been taken from us. And so I talk to people every day who have no sense of joy. They can't find anything to be happy about anymore. And so what do you do?
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. You said that you had a chemical dependency, or maybe, wait a minute. Hey, Bradley, we're going to go live right here. Hold on. Merrick Garland, the criminal head of the DOJ, has something to say live on Thursday. Hold on.
The Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
A judge who had backed Epstein. These people.
Yeah.
Enforcement agents, yeah, to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
People are outraged, Merrick.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle.
Yeah, the rule of law. Brad, are you listening to this? This man wants to talk about the rule of law as Hillary Clinton bleach bits 33,000 emails and nothing happens, even though they had already been subpoenaed by Congress, as Hunter Biden continues to live in a Malibu mansion and screw whores while smoking crack. Piece of filth, demon.
To due process of the law and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional right.
What a joke. Why does it keep muting?
The integrity of our investigations. Federal law, longstanding department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
Okay, so see, that's it. All right, here's the thing. I'm coming back to you, Brad.
No worries.
These demon creatures talk about ethics and rule of law. When it was a sealed search warrant, they would not show the attorneys for Trump what the search warrant was about and why it was authorized, what the reason was. And then they kicked the attorneys out of Mar-a-Lago so that the FBI agents could just run around willy-nilly. And by the way, the FBI agents on site demanded that the surveillance video at Mar-a-Lago be turned off. And they said, no way. The people at Mar-a-Lago said, no way. So, I mean, these demon creatures, this is a government run amok. And if anyone feels depressed about where we are at in the history of the United States, it's because of stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
It's because of the deep state continuing to target patriots, along with the mainstream media, continuing to call the election that was stolen and handed to Sleepy Joe the big lie. Yeah, we call it the big steal. They call it the big lie. And by the way, now President Trump is suing CNN and big media for calling it a big lie and saying that he knows he's lying when he says the election was stolen, which is not true. He believes it in his heart and soul, as do I. So your comments on any of this?
Yeah, this is you're living through a masterclass in gaslighting.
100%. But it's
you know, and I'll tell you something too. It's as if they struck oil and they are continuing to dig, right? It seems as if they don't have a choice in a lot of this. It's almost, you know, in LA, you know, we take morbid delight when KTLA goes live with a car chase in Los Angeles. And this is a lot like that, right? These guys are going to continue, even though they're on three flat tires and there's sparks coming off the rim, smoke coming out from underneath the hood. This is, you know, as goofy as it sounds, man, Alex Jones was right. He was barking about the New World Order. As it turns out, 2020 was the year.
Yeah, it's interesting you'd say that. Of course, that is a big meme now. Alex Jones was right. But now, yes. Here's the thing about the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening has spread so much and so far that now doctors and attorneys that would not have come on my program 5 years ago when I was talking about UN Agenda 2030 and vaccines causing autism, they're eager to come on now, and they call the mRNA shot a bioweapon. They know what's going on. Steve Bannon, who was a consultant to Trump, just had Alex Jones on his show twice. Now, think about that. Of course, you know, in fairness,
that's huge.
When Trump was running for president, he appeared on the Alex Jones show several times and complimented Alex Jones and said, I'm going to make you proud. So give me your thoughts on this. The people in the comments, the people that believe that voting doesn't matter, and yes, it's difficult when they steal elections, I get it. But the people who continue to say voting doesn't matter because the right and the left are all part of the same hydra, what are your thoughts on that when you know that it's mega patriots that are going to be making the difference? When you know it's rhinos like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney that stand opposed to making America great again, right along with the Democrats. What do you say to people who say it doesn't matter, the right and the left, they're all part of the same hydra? I don't believe that's true as it relates to people who believe in this country, in the Constitution, mega patriots.
I think it's important to remind people of the battlefield they are on, right? This is World War III or IV, depending on who you talk to. And it's a war of the mind. It's a war of the heart. It's a war of the soul. Yeah. And so anytime you step onto Telegram, Truth Social, Facebook, Twitter, whatever platform it is, you are literally stepping onto a battlefield. You don't know who's real. You don't know who's not. You don't know who is paid or unpaid. You simply have to take everything with the perspective of this may or may not be real. That being said, anyone that's telling you not to vote is certainly paid opposition, and they do not have your best interest in mind at all. Whoever's telling you not to vote in November, it is, should be blocked, muted, unsubscribed from, dismissed. Pick any word you like, but this is the last stand, Sean. This is the last stand.
Well, I think it's the last stand in the sense that if people like Merrick Garland, if people like the Democrats that are in control of the Congress are allowed to continue to sell out our nation, and they're allowed to continue to weaponize agencies of government against the people, and we are not allowed to throw off that tyranny with fair and honest elections, then you're right. It's game over. Mm. So what happens here in November with the midterms is so incredibly important, because the polls show that these people are going to be voted out. But if the day comes and goes and the opposite happens because they steal the election, then what do the people have left to do? What can the people do other than choose to live under tyranny, escape the country altogether, or fight back?
Yeah. And I think that there is going to be, I think there's going to, I think they're going to turn up the heat. And I think things are going to get, things are going to get more cartoonish as we go along. I think, and that by the time November rolls around, that people will be lining up like we used to do back in the late 70s to see Aerosmith. We would line up to get concert tickets overnight. I think by the time November comes around, you might see people lined up overnight to vote. That's what I think. I don't think it's going to get any better. Unfortunately, I don't. I see a President Harris. I see a President Giggles coming in shortly. Again, we work around this center idea that we are living in a time of a great awakening that is going to, if you go back and look at the Great Awakening in history, it was a religious revival that stoked the fires of the first American Revolution. That's what we're doing right now. We are stoking the fires for the second American Revolution and the rebuilding of America, right? And so when we're talking about that, how do you wake up the couch monster, Sean? How do you wake up people who have been asleep for 20, 30 years? You're going to have to scare the shit out. Excuse me. You're going to have to scare the hell out of them.
And let me say something here as it pertains to the Great Awakening and a revolution. A revolution can be peaceful, but it is the fires in men's souls, the fires of the mind. It's free thought and free expression that can lead to peaceful revolutions. And I'll cite the Gutenberg printing press. Communication is key. And that's why they continue to boot people like me and others, Alex Jones, off of all of the biggest platforms. That's why I don't get to be on Twitter. I don't get to be on YouTube. I don't get to be on Vimeo. It's the communication that they fear. They fear communication, free and open, honest communication, and free and open, honest, fair elections more than they fear the guns. That's fact.
Absolutely. And the decentralization of information is what scares them the most. Because I'll tell you something, the poor people in the village could not afford printing presses. They couldn't afford paper. They couldn't afford ink. So information has been centralized since rich people were smart enough to buy printing presses. And that's what really scares them. Because the truth is much, much different than we've been told, man. Much different than we've been told.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, we can continue talking for a while longer, but as we sort of round out the conversation, I do want to do a screen share here and talk about the war against humanity. Death rates rising among middle-aged and younger Americans. How about this? You want to talk about gaslighting? I bet this is total a debunking of the insurance company claim that deaths have risen by 40%. He says, this article says, the inference that a 40% increase in death rate of Americans 18 to 64 is caused by vaccines is baseless. Okay.
More gaslighting, yes.
Probably funded by Soros or the ADL or the Democrat Party or Big Pharma. But of course, this piece of crap garbage website is going to claim that the 40% rise in death rates of American people is not based on the mRNA vaccine, which has so many side effects. Did you see that coming out from the Pfizer documents? It's thousands of side effects that this thing causes that they knew. Some of those side effects include death. But we're to believe, don't look here. It's not the vaccine, Bradley.
No, of course not. You know, and the worst part about this is, this was their goal. And sadly, they're going to get their goal. Not as big as they wanted, Sean, but they are going to get. We are going to lose some people in this process. You know, I always go back to an interview from a gentleman named Jacques Attali, who was a French diplomat and French banker in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And he laid out quite clearly how they were going to stage a depopulation event. And it is no fun to talk about. It will ruin Thanksgiving if you try. But you know, one of the reasons why I work with people is I want people to be as strong as they can possibly be in order to deal with what's coming. And what's coming is a loss. Because we're going to take a loss. You know, years ago, Sean, for some reason, I was given the phrase, the new Nuremberg. I kept seeing it in my head, the new Nuremberg. And what I think is eventually going to happen, I'm making a video about it now. I think that we have war tribunals incoming, and that the next 24 to 36 months, Sean, I feel like they are going to deeply impact the next 240 to 360 years. That we're living through a period of time that is that important, that serious, that pivotal. Like, this is a huge marker for humanity, mm-hmm. right? It's a huge marker for humanity. And I personally, man, I want to lose as few people as possible in this process.
Well, we're trying really hard to take this thing back peacefully. And there are many lines in the sand. And as we wrap this up, you might recall I talk a lot about Tom DeLay and the memo coming out of the Justice Department when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. And the memo that he saw said that they're going to fast track or approve or mainstream 12 perversions, including bestiality and sex with children, pedophilia. So with that in mind, let me do one more screen share here. Mm-hmm. Y'all are going to love this. If you're feeling nihilistic, depressed, if you're drinking too much, by the way, there's a Sober Patriot program that Bradley's starting in September. Reach out to him if you want to be part of that. But with that all said, Bradley, I can't vouch for you. I don't know you personally. I don't know what kind of coach you'd be, but I would have to believe you are a better coach than this licensed counselor and sex therapist who advocates for minor attracted persons, not pedophiles, minor attracted persons. Listen to this.
Hi, folks. My name is Miranda. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a licensed professional counselor and sex therapist in Erie, Pennsylvania. And today I want to talk about minor attracted persons. And I want to talk about minor attracted persons because they are probably the most vilified population of folks in our culture. And most folks are making incorrect assumptions about them without actually knowing much about them. And those assumptions create harm for an already marginalized population. You may have noticed that I'm using the term minor attracted persons, sometimes abbreviated to MAPS, instead of the more commonly used term pedophile. And I'm doing this because the term pedophile has moved from being a diagnostic label to being a judgmental, hurtful insult that we hurl at people.
That we hurl at people like Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons, who covered up for Laura Silsby when she was caught at the border of Haiti trying to escape with 33 children that did not belong to her. God knows what would have happened to those children. But Epstein Island, Jimmy Savile, a known pedophile, close to the prince, Prince Charles. In fact, so close to the prince that the prince named him the godfather of his sons. Jimmy Savile, widely regarded now as a pedophile who also loved necrophilia. How about Sir Edward Heath, who only after his death was it allowed by the mainstream media to say that he may have been involved in the sacrifice, the child sacrifice of 16 children. So, Brad, I'll tell you what, as we wrap this thing up again, I have to believe you're going to do a lot more good in the world than this licensed counselor who advocates for pedophiles.
Well, I thank you really for keeping the bar so low.
That's funny. Well, that's funny.
I've got to be better than her, right?
I told you on the pre-call, I said, I can endorse you as a coach because we don't know each other. But I did say in the emails, you lamented that you've been doing this for a long time and nobody will invite you on for a conversation. And I said, I'd be happy to. I let people speak freely for themselves and let the audience judge. Tell us a little bit about your Sober Patriot program starting in September.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a 25-year struggle with alcohol. You know, I tried everything from, 12-step programs, shrinks. I tried smart recovery. I tried Buddhist recovery. I tried psychedelic therapy. I tried everything you could possibly try. And so what I've done is I have created a 4-week program. It's a blueprint designed to get someone to their first benchmark of sobriety of 30 days. I teach you how to taper. I teach you how to approach alcoholism on a physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional basis, something that programs for the most part don't do. I mean, I teach you how to eat properly so that when you stop drinking booze, you don't put on 30 pounds. Nobody tells you that in AA. So I've decided to do this. I'm going to do a small group, Sean, 15 people in the group or less. Private groups. Everybody's got to talk to me for at least 30 to 45 minutes before they get in to make sure they're a good match. We're going to meet once a week and we're going to make some progress, like some real progress. No hype, no drama, no crying. We're just going to show you how to get this very particular, very persistent monkey off your back. And I got to tell you, dude, I'm doing it super cheap. I'm doing it super cheap just because I want as many people in on it as possible. I've even gotten some donations from some conservative and patriot small businesses to help sponsor people for free. So if you're having money issues, just send me an email, contact me, and we'll see what we can do about getting this monkey off your back, because you can't save America, Sean, if you cannot save yourself.
Well, that's true. And there are a lot of people hurting financially, spiritually, emotionally. People struggle with their marriages. People struggle with kids. I can tell you firsthand, raising teenagers can be a nightmare. Not always, but some of them cause you more grief than others. And life is a battle. It's a struggle. And again, I'm not trying to beat you up here, Brad, but I cannot endorse you or vouch for you as a life coach or a great awakening coach. But I think given this conversation, the things you've said is resonating with people. And so I'll tell people they can find you at greatawakecoach.com. That's the right website, right?
Yeah. If that gets weird on you, you can always go to the Substack, which is the same website. That's greatawakecoach.substack.com. And it's pretty extensive. You'll get an idea of what I do, and hopefully you won't be offended by my dark sense of humor. It helps me cope.
All right. Very good. Well, I told you before I hit record that I was going to be very cautious on this one because I'm just not familiar with your body of work, but I wanted to pay it forward because I did see that email from you lamenting how nobody ever invites you on for a conversation, which is all I do, and I'm glad to do it. So it's greatawakecoach.com, guys. Bradley B. is the guest. All right. Thank you so much for your time today, man. Good to talk with you. Nice to meet you.
And you, really. I owe you one at the post Great Awakening barbecue. The first slab of ribs is on me. Okay.
Deal. All right. I guess we'll have a non-alcoholic celebratory beverage and some ribs with Bradley B. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day, check us out for free at sgtreport.com and thephaser.com. SGTReport.com being the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family, and let's defeat the powers of darkness. God bless. Bye-bye. Shocker.
So let's take a look here just in the first one. The sources tell the Post that Judge Bruce Reinhart approved the warrant that enabled federal agents to converge on the palatial South Florida estate on Monday in what Trump called an unannounced raid on my home. The Miami reported that Reinhart had represented several of Epstein's employees.